This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If I were you, yeah. Give them the golden mic. 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 Chipmunk with the overbite. Bite. But he said that he want the light. Okay, Jake was sorta right. Huh. See, you gotta want it. You gotta want it so bad that you hunt it. You gotta want it so bad that it's driving you mad. You can't sleep cause you thinking upon it. But keep it to yourself. Yeah. You don't want to tell anybody that you think you're in hell. Nope. Say you do as well. Well. You don't care about it, homie. You will fail. You think that this dude's cruel? Bad rule? Bad you? Sad too. Said that you don't want it. Guess what? That's a half truth. See, Jake and I have kind of heard things. Murmurs that you're hurting. You really have got a lot of nerve, G. Gonna wind up with a turdy like... Give them the golden mic. 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 Wow. Chipmunk with the overbite. Wow. Bite. But he said that he want the light. Wow. Okay, Jake was sort of right. Wow.
Perfect.
Okay.
Incredible. Just bravo. I mean, my God.
Really?
Yeah. I
loved it. You liked that, did you?
I did. Yeah.
What would you say if I told you it wasn't me?
It was that you didn't write it?
I didn't write it. No.
Yeah, that
Sorry
would.
About that. Yeah. I wanted to.
No,
like,
you. If you were like it wasn't, that would make sense. Like I knew you didn't because you don't have. You aren't talented.
All right.
You're not.
All right.
You're not talented, and I don't even mean just like musically. Like, oh, I couldn't.
Yeah,
I couldn't
you mean like rap wise?
No, I mean like in any form. You have no talent. You have no, like, what's the, ability? You don't have the...
Give him the golden, Mike.
Oh.
Give him the golden. Chipmunk with an overbite.
I just feel bad that
I don't
anyone,
really have an overbite.
Anyone at home listening can't see that you're also being ugly while you talk. That's kind of crazy. Cause like
that's yeah. That's subjective though. Subjective, objective. That's your opinion. I'm not that ugly if you ask the right women. So my mom says I'm a 6.
That actually wasn't bad. That actually was
really?
Pretty. Yeah, that was fine.
Damn, that's dope. Actually, all right. Give me a beat. I'll continue it.
Was it
subjective?
If you ask the right women,
what's your if you ask the right women,
you can't even remember the decent rhyme you came up with. I don't think it's cut out.
A lot of it is freestyling, and it's like hair today, gone tomorrow if you ask the right women.
No, that's not really that wasn't it. That
sort
wasn't
of,
it. You lost
I,
it. You tried
I wedged
to,
the...
Yeah, you took the old thing.
Wedged the thing from the old
right.
thing, but
it's
it
like
wasn't
you
set
heard
up in
that
right
something
way.
Kind of worked, and you latched on to that, and you just are going to keep on repeating it, hoping for the
All
same
right, how about this?
Accolades, so, the same outcome, but that's not the way it works. Yeah, how
let
about
Let me
this?
Back into it then. All right.
Well, don't do it again. Just like come up with...
I don't like... Yeah, okay.
Were you going to do it?
No, it's fine, whatever. I was going to say, I don't like running, I don't like swimming, if you ask the right women or something. But that doesn't...
It rhymes, but it's like
even
you're just recycling.
Stupid.
It's the third time. Yeah, it's unrelated. Yeah. It does rhyme, but it's
unrelated,
disjointed.
Unheralded. bad, now you're, nasty
Now
shit.
You're doing the thing where you insult yourself ahead of me, so it feels like it's not happening. It feels like you're coming up with the words, so it's actually, you know, not a blow to your ego, but I want you to know that I think it was
you
bad.
Get, yeah.
I think it's bad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think most people hearing that would side with you?
The last two things you tried to do, yes. I think there's a world where somebody liked the initial freestyle because I liked it. So I think there's people out there that would troll my sorry ass to be like, Amir's actually a good rapper, but they'd be wrong to do
really?
That. They'd be goading me into having a reaction, which I wouldn't do because I know in my heart of hearts that you are a talentless hack.
I don't think so. I mean, I could do some shit pretty good, actually.
Like what?
If you ask the right woman.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to, like, commandeer the show, as it were.
Yeah, derail the show. Have, like, a rap that made me feel bad for you. It's fine.
The original song, the one that sort of launched 1,000 lisps, if you will, is from this guy who raps under the name KR. KR from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Very cool. Love it.
If I was going to plug something, it would be that I've released an improv D&D podcast inspired by NADPOD called What We Do in the Basement. So damn. Check it out on social platforms, WWDITB.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool. But easy does it. I'd really hate to cede the throne, as it were. I kind of like...
Remember? Yeah. I don't think... You don't have to be like scared about that. You're good. Don't worry about it. We'll just like welcome him with open arms. He's doing something that you inspired.
I'm going to keep an eye on it and see if I need to sabotage it from the inside at some point. Like maybe ask to be a guest.
Go on the show and make it that. Yeah.
And then like sow Discord on their Discord if they have a Discord.
Yeah. Remember like 2 or 3 weeks ago we guessed what the temperature was in Winnipeg and you're like, it's pretty cold in New York. It was like 30. Mm-hmm. So it was like 20 something in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, that's not that cold.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, there's been a snowstorm, a cold front. So I'm like, I wonder how cold it is in Winnipeg now.
Yeah.
And it's negative 13 Fahrenheit.
Ooh.
With a low of negative 31 Fahrenheit.
All right.
Which, yeah.
Not good.
31 is that rare point on the negatives where it actually becomes 31 Celsius as well. So like, it's so cold that Fahrenheit and Celsius sort of huddle together at like negative 32. And tremble in the cold.
That's not good. Yeah. It's been snowing here the last like week. Kind of like nonstop. Like I haven't seen the ground in a while. And it's
interesting.
Like,
is it magical or is it overstayed its welcome at this point?
It's definitely not magical because there's been some like sunny, it's been sunny and cold, so most of the snow has turned to like slush, then it will like refreeze at night. So it's just like that crunchy brown sludge. Sloshy, nasty. Not fun to look at.
Are you well equipped?
To see. I am well equipped in that when I need to go anywhere, my car has four-wheel drive, so that's nice. It's been
good
to be able to get out of parking spots. Like on the street.
Boots, are your socks getting wet? Or are you wearing wool socks, thick boots, staying dry from the thigh down.
I've got wool socks. I've got long underwear. I have thigh high boots. I have those big old fuck me boots, stilettos and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You look like a dominatrix or something. Mm. I see they're red leather.
You have a
kinky boots on.
Kinky boots, tutu, an apron, rubber gloves, Mickey Mouse ears, and a Flava Flav clock medallion. So yeah, I'm pretty good.
Are you checking the weather? Or are you like, I just know it'll be bad until March. And I so checked. There's sunny and really cold and cloudy and not that cold, but it's all not great.
No, I check the weather because I like to go on long bike rides when it is above 40 degrees. That's my threshold. If it like is in the mid to high 40s, which I've seen, like I saw that a month ago, I'll go out there and I'll paint the sidewalk red. I will ride my bike.
And there's room
Manhattan.
For you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And are there days where it doesn't hit that and you're like, all right, this is a non 40 degree day?
Yeah. I look at like the 10 day forecast. And if it's like, oh, here's a day where it's 45 and not like raining, I'm like, oh, that's a day I'll go on a bike ride. And that hasn't happened for me for a month. So it's not great. All of the days have been sub 30 since like the middle of January.
Yeah. And now it's just the waiting game for the world to thaw a little bit.
Yeah.
The excessive cold warning.
That's right. I'm going to look at my last bike ride and I'll tell you when it was. It was.
Okay. We should say we're recording this on February 11th. This is coming out on February 15th. Your last bike ride was, drum roll please, October 3rd.
I went half a mile. I rode to a McDonald's. I went January 22nd. So less than a month ago.
Got it. Not terrible, but not great either.
Not ideal. It's not ideal.
And on the forecast, anything sunny and good enough, or are we staying cold? If it's negative 30 in Winnipeg, I don't like your chances.
No, yeah, the highest it's getting this week is 36, and even that day there's a 50% chance of snow. So I don't like the odds. Not great. No.
Yeah.
What's the weather?
I guess.
What about where you are? Is it cold in LA?
It was a little chilly. Obviously, the numbers are skewed, but today it's nice and sunny. Let me see. It feels like it's 72 and sunny.
How much time do you spend outside? Like, will you sit in your yard?
Yeah, sometimes I'll sit in my yard and I'll like drink an iced coffee, or I'll sit or take a walk around my block. And like, it's like the kind of cold where if you wear a sweatshirt, then like you have to take it off halfway through because it's like hot in the sun.
Yeah.
Although it has been raining occasionally, which has been nice.
That's cool. I think that not like my least favorite, but I think the kind of weather where you have to wear a sweatshirt but then get too hot for it is some of the worst. I think that's
good. Oh, really?
Yeah, because then you're a little sweaty where you have to, and you have to carry a sweatshirt. I like the weather to just make a fucking call, you know? Be hot, be
so
warm.
So you're like, don't give me 62, because then you can't really go out in just a tee. You have to warm up.
Yeah.
But then you're wearing a sweatshirt. Suddenly it's 65, 66, you're in the sun. You're like, this is too hot for a sweatshirt.
And it's not just too hot for a sweatshirt. It's too hot to carry a sweatshirt. That becomes like this annoying little chore that you have. I feel like
Do you tie it? Do you go over the shoulders? Do you hold it?
Loose in your hand, sort of a single drape. It's not.
Yeah. Good. Do you do the single drape? What's the goat way of carrying a sweatshirt when it's a little too warm out?
I hate it. I truly think the goat way to do it is just have a backpack. It's not.
Oh, interesting.
Because a backpack is like kind of heavy and cumbersome, but at least it's like supposed to be on your back and you can kind of not notice it. I think that like
I'll usually hold it. Yeah. I'll tie it. I'll hold it until I tie it.
I don't like to tie it because then you're wearing a hot skirt, and I don't think that's where you want to be on like on a mildly warm day. I don't want to be wearing a fucking a heavy cloth skirt on my ass. That's not good.
Yeah. You can wear it across your front, like this sort of hoodie meets kilt situation.
That's
so it's
true.
A zipper near your zipper, and it dangles and rips and sort of kisses in front of you. It leads the way, sort of like a flower boy or a little flower girl, as it clinks together and announces your arrival to any passersby.
It is an usher for you.
Yeah.
To usher in a new season.
And if you ask the right women...
Yeah, that would like work.
I forget how I got there.
Yeah, like you knew.
You shouldn't have given me the attaboy.
It was a non-sequitur.
Now it's in my head. Yeah, now I'm like kind of borderline obsessed with getting that. You know that like fucking little rush that you get sometimes when
you
do something good and you want
to
find that again.
You will never get that again. What I gave you initially, which was more than you deserved, was the most you would ever get. That attaboy. Try not to recreate that, because you'll like at this point you've tried to recreate it I think 4 or 5 times and it's always fallen short. Yeah, it seems like you're gonna do a
1 billion evil women. Was that funny? You're laughing, but no. I don't know if it's like a way that makes me small.
Yeah, it is. I was laughing because you looked small just then.
That's cool. No, that's funny. All right. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is If I Were You, only advice podcast on the internet. Almost 8 years running now. It's still the only one hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I am Jake.
We are not just discussing weather. We're answering questions here, people. You found some good cues for us today. Why don't we switch it up and you read some of these? I'll rest my voice for a little bit.
I would love to.
Okay. And yeah, maybe the little reversal will let me be funny enough to whatever. I don't want to put it out there, but you know what I'm sort of trending towards. I wonder if there's a world where let's just read it. I don't even want to act like I want it or not because I can't really keep track of how to earn it at this point.
Careful.
I'm treading so lightly, but yes.
All right. Yeah. Just be careful.
I'm treading so lightly. I'm trying politely to ask you if I can have it, but I will keep it. No, I'm tempering my expectations. If it comes, it comes, and maybe it will. Read the fucking questions. Not in a rude way.
Excuse me?
Just being casual.
Are you cussing on the podcast?
That's, yeah. We can bleep it out. All right.
We can bleep it out.
Hear the question. Great.
So that's editing work. You're cussing on the podcast, costing us time. I don't know. I feel like I'm not. I won't.
No,
I won't.
Okay. But you're don't like, make any decisions.
I'm not making any decisions. I'm just letting you know.
Sorry, yeah. My dog's barking, by the way. That's not me. Like,
okay. That's further derailment of the show.
Penalized.
You should let your mailman know when the best time to come is. Do you understand?
It's not just the mail person. Because like any truck that goes by, sort of Luke acts like he's the sheriff. Wants them to go away.
Okay. I feel like the way this makes me feel is that you don't think of the podcast as a priority.
I do.
It's not high on your list of priorities. If it's a priority, then you have other priorities that outrank this. Okay? And that's what I... That's what... Cool.
Thank you.
Now, I want
to... Let's continue and decide what happens.
Because I feel like this is something that we have to... We can't sweep it under the rug. We have to dig in. We have to massage this thing out of here. I think the podcast is a low priority for you. Even if it is a priority, I think it's low on the list. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And?
Let's...
I'm just wondering if you feel like...
I appreciate the feedback.
Do you feel like you deserve...
No, I don't agree.
Do you feel like you deserve something for the way you behaved this episode.
I was wondering if you wanted to preempt anything
by giving yourself something.
I'm just answering your question. I'm not even like trying to get there myself, right? I'm just like whatever about it in a way that's interested in it, but not overdoing it. I think this could be an episode where I get the golden mic or not.
And that's a tourney. And that's a tourney.
Oh,
and that is a tourney. Yeah.
Why? What happened?
That's a
tourney.
You called for it. You don't call for it. You don't fucking ask for it like that.
I wanted to move past it. Let's just cut this part out.
Slice of pizza.
No, read the question. Let's go. First question.
Mashed potato. You don't just ask for it. Say, hey, can I have an award? No,
I didn't say that.
It's tacky. It's tacky. It's tacky.
You were coaxing it.
Nah. Mm-mm. That rubbed me the wrong way. I bristle. I think I really bristle at what you've just did.
I think so, too. And it kind of felt like you were leading me there. That's why I did. I honestly wanted to go past it. And you said, no, I think we should massage this out of you. Can we just pretend I didn't say anything? Can we just go back to the point where I was like, first question, you go. And yeah, I don't even want to like, I wonder if we can just cut this part out, if that's okay with you.
I'll give you another chance. I'll give you another chance, but let's try to make the podcast the most important thing of at least the day. Okay. Can you do me that?
Okay.
Favor?
Bud? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. No dogs barking. And I'm like, yeah.
And could you
focused on the show and not the hardware. And you make a good point.
Cool. And why don't we just issue all the listeners an apology, a public apology quickly before we move on.
All right. We're sorry.
No. We're, because no dogs barking over here. Podcast is a top priority to me.
I'm sorry for the, I actually don't even know if it was my dog at this point. It might have been a dog outside, but I'm sorry for having that in there at a certain point, and I won't have it that way again. And I look forward to being relaxed, offbeat, and colorful going forward.
We have to go to break before this question.
Oh my God.
I accept your apology because we've been recording for a little bit of time. We've got to go to break. I accept your apology. I hope the listeners accept your apology. Unfortunately, because we are having to go to break because of your long-winded apology, which really meandered and stretched on beyond what it needed to.
It was fast compared to what the show. The setup to it was, no.
It mucked up the gears. It held us up. And the outcome of your fumbled apology, I'll say, is that we have to go to break before we've answered a question. While I accept this apology, I have to give you a tourney because of what you've done.
You said you wanted me to fucking apologize. I did. And then you said, okay, let's start the record clean. But now you're giving me yet another tourney. Do you think you deserve a golden mic for this episode? Or is it still up for grabs? I can have it too.
I've said this explicitly. I've said it many times. You cannot win a tourney and a golden mic in the same episode. The golden mic has not been awarded, but because you don't even know the fucking rules, it really grinds my gears. I bristle at it. I've said it before, but I bristle against this. It rubs me the wrong way. And
yeah.
And if I can be completely frank, I think that you've been a tacky host for this episode this week. And I think me sharing this and being as open and honest with you as I've been reflects really well on me, and I get the golden mic because of the way that I clearly kind of like prioritize the show and our relationship.
Nod.
You're nodding. You're nodding.
You're like, you don't want to give it to yourself, but you have to almost in a way. That's the attitude here. Like, it's not up to you, but this is just the way the cookie crumbled, you think?
I don't like to accept the golden mics like this.
I love to accept it.
An honor. I'm chuffed. I'm cheesed. I'm pleased. And I'm just really, you know, it's a joy and a privilege to be able to accept these accolades, these awards.
You said you don't like to accept it like this, but you're pleased and it's a joy to do it. So you do like it.
I don't like when I have to win them because of something that you fucked up. Like, I like to earn them. I don't like them to fall in my lap by default, but I'm not gonna disrespect them.
I get it.
You get it.
And yeah, sorry, whatever, let's just fucking take a break. This is so stupid. I honestly don't even care anymore.
You're sure?
And that's the kind of like whatever attitude I feel like you sometimes have that gets you the award. So you wanna whatever, who gives a shit, do you think?
I'm about to give you another turdy for not giving a shit. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
We have to take a break. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay, quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments. That's rocketmoney.com/segments, rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we are back. All right, no unsolicited. We have to get to the questions for crying out
correct
loud. Enough and, about the hardware.
And I really think you're going to like this one, actually.
Okay,
the, let's hear it. This is from someone who has tall problems. So do you want to give them a name? I think a tall person.
Let's call him Tall.
Okay. Paul Tall writes, Dear Jake and Amir.
Tall Paul.
I am a high schooler, and over the last few months, I have had a growth spurt going from 5'7 to 6 feet. As we have been quarantined, I do online school. I haven't seen anyone aside from some family in almost 3 months. As all my friends used to make fun of me for being short, I was on the JV basketball team and only played maybe once. I want to surprise them with something big. I'm not actually mad, but I am now taller than most of them and want to rub that in their faces. I'm meeting up with a bunch of friends in a couple of months when our parents get vaccines. What do you think I should do? Should I learn how to dunk? Should I pretend I'm someone else? I would appreciate your advice.
Should I pretend I'm someone else? What? Yeah. He wants to debut as a tall... He went from 5'7 to 6 feet in 3 months.
Which is pretty... I mean, that's fucking crazy. That's like a... What
yeah,
is it? It's a 5
I almost don't believe
spurt.
It. In 3 months, he said, or since the quarantine began?
He said, the last few months, I've had a big growth spurt. We've been quarantined. I haven't seen anyone except for some family in almost 3 months. So,
wow.
I mean, you grow fast when you're in high school, but that's impressive. Yeah.
Do you remember a growth spurt in your life? Like, I remember being short, and then I remember being average. I went from like I was very short. I was like 5'3 in like ninth grade when everyone else was like 5'9, 5'10. But I don't remember growing.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I don't remember now I'm 5'11. I just remember being 5'11.
Yeah. I guess in I didn't have a growth spurt, but I started like ninth grade, 6 feet tall. Like I was tall in high school.
In sixth grade or ninth grade, you were 6 feet tall?
Maybe not six. I mean, I got tall kind of fast because I was like tall and thin. It wasn't
tall
a great
for your
body
age.
Type. Yeah, I was tall for my age. I was taller than other people in school.
Do you remember how tall you were like in sixth or seventh, like your bar mitzvah? Do you remember having a height?
I had a crazy growth spurt. I was 6'9" when I was 13. And then I peaked. And then I ended up coming back down.
You had a growth dirt.
Yeah.
So you actually
you go towards
you
the
went
dirt.
Down.
Yeah.
A growth dearth.
I don't
so you went down 9 inches. Insane.
I don't remember how tall I was like in eighth or ninth grade. I think I was basically always average height. Except for maybe like a little tall, like in ninth and 10th grade. But I also think I was like
before everybody
very skinny also. So I don't know if I was like tall and skinny or regular height and skinny and just looked tall because I was so thin.
So now this guy wants to debutant himself.
Right.
Willy Wonka style, sort of limp out of a house. And everyone goes, oh, what is that? And then he collapses, does a flip and lands on his 2 feet. I'm 6 now.
Which is
how tall were you before? 5'7". I don't remember.
It's a really impressive growth spurt, but that's what I worry about, that if you lean too hard on it, your reveal is not going to be as satisfying as you want it to be. Imagine imagine standing up in like you're wearing a fake beard and a hat, and then you take it off and you're like, you didn't know who the tall guy was, but it was me. And then you'd be like, oh yeah, Paul, you look like you grew like an inch or two. It's like, no.
Yeah.
I didn't. I grew more.
I grew 5, actually. It's like a thing you can't debut it. Like, you can't take off a hat and reveal the hair. You can't pull off the beard and reveal your face. You can't pull off 5'7 and reveal 6 feet.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. I mean, the only real reveal is that, like, you have to be sure that you arrive first. So you can sit down and then like at a certain point stand up. But I feel like there's a chance no one will notice. Like eventually they will, but it could just be like, oh yeah, you're like around the same size as us, or you're like an inch taller than us now.
You have to sit down and then stand, and then it's sort of like a gamble to be like, will anybody even care? Like, and I bet most people don't fully remember that you were 5'7 versus 6. It's a huge deal for you and maybe some close friends. Although 5'7 to 6 is pretty big, actually, now that I think about it. Like, if anybody I know who was 5'7 shows up to my house and they were 6 feet.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's noticeable.
Definitely. Yeah, it would be. It would be. I guess if he got bigger in other regards, too, if he had a real glow up.
That's cool. Gains.
But I still think no matter what, even if you're not protecting against people not noticing, because you're right, I think people will notice. I still feel like the coolest thing you can do is be cavalier. You just got to not give a damn and let everybody else give the damn for you.
Yeah. Or you can literally be a cavalier. So like you're Matthew Dellavedova, who's also like 6'1" or something.
Is Deli back on the Cavs?
I think he is, but he's just hurt, so he rarely plays. And I think he might also be 6 feet. So that's what we should have called this guy.
Well, you didn't know Matthew at the time when you gave him the name, but that's
that he was
going to
be cavalier.
Yeah,
he's listed at 6'4". So maybe it's just one of those things where every short person in the NBA seems short, but they're actually really tall.
Right, I think so.
Although my brother said he met Dellavedova once and he was taller than he was. Okay, maybe he's 6'2", 6'3". Either way, he could have been 5'7", shot up to 6'2" as well. Mm-hmm. Act cool, be casual, and let the compliments pour in.
Love it. And now let's do another question.
Okay.
This one is actually, all right. I'm gonna end on another favorite. So this one's just a question from a boy about getting his girlfriend a gift.
Okay. I realize we haven't talked about our live show. We're doing a virtual live show on Wednesday, February 24th. So in a week and a half after this podcast comes out. So if you're listening to this episode before Wednesday, February 24th, you could still get tickets. It's going to be like a podcast, but longer, better, more guests, funny questions, funny answers.
With video.
And we're not going to release it as a live, video, and we're not going to release it as a regular podcast. So this is your one opportunity to hear it, and you can get tickets at jakeandamir.com.
Yes, and we found a question that is so good that we're actually saving it for the live show. If that's if that's not a tease, I don't know what is. All right, this one, the subject is TikTok and booty. Would you care to give this gentleman a name?
TikTok and booty. Is he it's a male?
Mm-hmm.
So let's call him Noah Beck, who's sort of like a cool TikToker who lives in a hype house here in L.A., nice. Who hasn't been answering my DMs. Get back to me, Noah.
I think it's
20
you're
and
like
he's ripped.
45. Yeah. All right. I'm
double his everything.
That's right.
But I'm smaller than
actually,
him.
Actually, half his
he's
net worth, though.
Shredded.
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking Abercrombie model, and he can dance pretty fucking fine, too. Anyway,
you
Noah
probably
Beck
dance
writes,
pretty
yeah,
well.
Right.
Let me see. Can I see how you're, how you dance? Let's see.
Well, he's like really good, so he'll be like, oh, ew. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
That was just like a silly short sample. It wasn't even anything I can do.
Your wrists are so limp. Your fingernails. The zoom quality is not great, but I can see how long they are. That's
I haven't trimmed them in a minute.
Is that a very dirty shirt? I saw like some really bad pit stains when you lifted your arm.
I'm sweaty because I'm nervous about talking to Noah. And this isn't even him. We're just calling this kid Noah. All right, let's
Noah
hear it.
Writes, I am a 25-year-old from Canada, and I am a certified butt guy. Shout out to my brethren. Recently, I have been seeing a lot of attractive girls on TikTok wearing Nike Pro shorts. For context, Amir, these are basically just tight spandex shorts that showcase butts really well. I will assume Jake is already aware of them. And yes, I am. To clarify, I'm not a scumbag weirdo. My girlfriend is crazy hot. She's a dime piece, true north, strong and free, smoke show, and I love her entirely. However, given my attraction to this clothing article, I would like my girlfriend to wear a pair as her ass is fat, and I think she will look really great in them. That being the case, my girlfriend is not an idiot, humble brag. If I suggest to her that I would like to buy her a pair, she will question my sudden interest in these shorts. How can I bring this up? How can I bring up this ask to my girlfriend? I think I will need to ask her before buying them, as female clothing is confusing, and I don't know what size she is. Cordially, Noah.
So he found it on TikTok? Is that what the TikTok part of it is?
I guess so. He's been watching booty videos on TikTok, found out that he liked this particular type of shorts, wants to get them for his girlfriend, but doesn't want her to be like, you only know about these shorts because you look at girls' asses on TikTok.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I feel like if you gave her a gift, it would be a very exciting moment for her. She won't be mad that you got the idea elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, and if she is, you could be like, no, I just... I found it was an Instagram ad and I thought you'd look hot in these shorts. And then if she's still mad at you, you can say, I swear to God, I've never seen an ass before. I thought this was a bra.
Yeah.
And if she's still mad, then it's like, it's over for you too. I think she was just pissed about something else.
It is like this dude must look at so many asses on TikTok to feel this worried that his girlfriend could call him out. Like, I don't think any rational person gets a gift and instantly is like, were you checking these out on other women? Like, that's...
Yeah. I mean, it's almost Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I think if you could, if you get someone anything that, like, I think your butt would look good. I got Jill a pair of these bike shorts.
Really?
Yeah. I think just because I, like, not because I was looking at videos on TikTok, not that I saw anything on Instagram, not at all. But
oh, fuck.
But I like big butts and I cannot lie. They're like kind of trendy. It's not like they're on TikTok because they're like an in fashion item. If you go to like Nike.com, they're advertised on the front page. You could just be like, I was buying socks. I saw these. They looked, I like, you would look hot in them. I got them. Yeah. I think you can get away with this. Just say that you bought fucking exercise shorts and they sent you an extra pair by accident. Then you can get everything you want. You just won't get the credit for like actually buying the gift. But if the end is to really just see your girlfriend in the hot pants, then that's fine. I mean,
she
honestly
can't be mad. There's no way. It's
even
a gift.
The truth is not that bad. Like, you saw people on Instagram that looked hot in this and thought your girlfriend would look hotter. How could anyone be mad at that?
That's good. That's the key word. It's the hotter. I saw people wearing this and you would be hotter in it than they are. That's why I wanted to see you in these shorts. Sorry for caring so much. Why am I being put on the stand? What did you get me?
Why am I in trouble?
And it's like a... What if she got him this picture of another guy? So it's like, yeah, I got you a picture of fucking Noah Beck. And I've been seeing his TikTok. And buddy, you ain't even close. Are you looking him up or something?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
He's pretty cute.
Yeah, he's actually really cute. And he used to play soccer.
He's pretty shredded. Cute if you ask the right women.
Yeah, he sort of looks like an Abercrombie model of sorts. So like... he's famous and hot and
he's not that
did
hot.
I mention he's dating Charlie's sister?
Huh?
Oh, suddenly you give a shit.
No, I couldn't care less, man.
Really? Because I was gonna sort of throw another wrench into it.
I don't even know who Charlie is, let alone Charlie's sister.
Yeah. So Charli D'Amelio, who's sort of the number one most famous TikToker in the world, obviously didn't want to move to Hype House because she's got her own things going on. So she sends her older sister in there, who's by fucking relation the second most famous person, Dixie D'Amelio. Ever heard of her?
No.
Yeah, suddenly you give a shit.
I don't.
Anyway, her and Noah have been low-key dating for six months.
Charlie, wait, Charli D'Amelio is... fucking 16. You're
dude,
disgusting.
She was 16. She's probably 17 by this point.
So fucked up.
Anyway, her sister is now dating Noah Beck, which is kind of a big fucking deal. Like, do you remember when Marilyn Monroe fucked JFK?
I don't remember. I wasn't alive.
Really? Huh. Yeah, Charlie's the number one TikTok star. She's got over 100 million followers on there. And oh yeah, oh Jake, look, she's from Connecticut.
Yeah, it's so weird that there's like a famous person.
I don't know if there's
Norwalk.
A connection there you can potentially milk.
No, okay, we're going to break. Okay, before you really fucking alienate.
I'm
everybody.
Just wondering if your mom grew up with a D'Amelio because they're not that dissimilar in terms of.
We'll be
how,
right back. We'll be right back. With another final question.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's
was open
be less
book,
than 10
but
questions.
I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe Collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, And then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
And we are back with a final question. Actually, it is in the theme of gift giving. And if we were certain that people weren't going to scrutinize gifts, and last question, I actually think we're in for a rude awakening, Blumenfeld. Let's give this gentleman a name who's having terrarium troubles.
How about Tom Brady, the ultimate gift giver, for he gave an entire city the gift of a Super Bowl recently. And then I had to send you a basketball card, which is on the way, but you haven't received it yet.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about the fact that I won the bet. It was almost like, since the game was so bad, it like didn't even feel like I won the bet. It was just like, I don't know. I was surprised by the Super Bowl. That was a wild time. It almost like what I guess it wasn't even a bad game because the outcome was so wildly different than anyone expected. So that was kind of fun.
I would say it was a fun story because it was the underdog, quote unquote, won, but the underdog was just Tom Brady, so it didn't really feel like the underdog. And Pat Mahomes felt like the underdog because his offensive line, the people that protect him, just didn't do anything. So every time he scrambled back, he sort of ran backwards 53 yards and then jumped in the air, turned around, and threw a laser to one of his receivers in the end zone.
He really showcased his athleticism. That was fun. That's for sure. It felt like the 2016 election, except with much lower stakes.
Yeah,
like underdog wins. You didn't really expect it. You're kind of taken aback. You're a little disillusioned, but at least Tom Brady's not going to be the president for 4 years. Okay, we're going to call this guy Tom Brady. Tom Brady writes, Jake and Amir, second time writing in. First time it actually kind of matters. So basically, we should find what he wrote last time. So basically, I've been with my girlfriend for nearly 7 months now. And after having spent some time in the same friend group and casually hooking up, she is great in so many respects, but something happened recently that really rubbed me the wrong way. It was her birthday, and I'm not very good with thinking of gifts for people, so after spending a lot of time looking, I got her a 50-pound terrarium. That's around $68. That's the, British pounds, not a weight.
Yeah.
These things are expensive because I knew she likes plants. I don't know. I thought it was cute. On her birthday, she seemed really grateful for it. But on a FaceTime call a few days later, she asked how much it cost. She kept naming numbers. And finally, stupidly, I let slip the rough price. She proceeded to berate me for getting her something so expensive, saying I shouldn't have done it and she didn't appreciate the gift anymore. I expressed how that hurt my feelings and we moved on. And then around a week later, it came up again, and she told me that after discussing it with her family, she was absolutely certain it was a stupid thing for me to do. Now, she's told me before that she's not a gift person and that she prefers quality time, something I've attended to as best I can during COVID. But still, I couldn't she at least appreciate the thought, the gesture, and the fact that my feelings hurt didn't matter at all to her? Am I being too sensitive, or is something about this kind of messed up? I fear that if this is the way she acts about one innocent gift, it doesn't bode well for the rest of the relationship. I want to know what you two think, especially with Amir's expertise in all things botanical. Thanks a bunch.
This came up recently, right? Like a guy wanted to give his girlfriend a terrarium or an aquarium or something like that.
Yeah, this is the second terrarium gift that we had. But that guy was making it, and he was deciding between making a terrarium and something else. And I think we just told him to do both.
Yeah, Tom went overboard here, I guess, with a 50-pound terrarium. Is that what he said? That's the weight of, you know, a small child worth of glass and marsh to grow these plants in.
Well, if 50 pounds was just the cost, I don't know how big the terrarium was.
Oh, I thought it was the weight.
No, so
this guy's British.
Yeah, the girl, the issue is that she thinks it was too much money to spend on a gift. She got the terrarium, was happy. A couple days later, after it sunk in, she wanted to know the price. He reluctantly told her. She got mad, said she didn't appreciate it anymore.
Too expensive.
After that was a wash, she, for some reason, brought it up with her family and then told him again that after discussing it with the family, she really didn't appreciate the gift. That's insane. Tom.
I think I would be passive aggressive and be like, totally, you're right. Sorry, I gave you a gift. I'll take it back now. That's how I would handle it. Be like, I can't believe I gave you this gift. God, what an asshole I am. 50 pounds? What was I thinking? Yeah. In a way that sort of would hopefully make her re-examine what she's accusing him of.
It's crazy because like this is one of those things that it's so small. You're like, are you really going to like end a relationship over a terrarium? But I feel like the reaction is so egregious that I don't know how you come back from it.
Would you say the reaction is appropriate if the thing costs like 5,000 pounds? Like, is that an appropriate reaction to any gift? Aside from the fact that 50 pounds is not that much money.
In a Jake and Amir video, I believe I have this reaction to you getting me a Rolex.
Right. Like a $10,000 watch. Yeah, I have to say 50 British pounds is like 70 American dollars.
That's right. I think he said 68. But which is
a lot, but not like egregious for a gift.
Well, it all depends like how much, like they might be really young. I don't know like what their financial situation is. So maybe it's just like an indicator of like, you don't have this much money and you shouldn't have spent it on a terrarium for me. Which is fine. I think to like care about this dude's financials are like one thing. Be like, don't spend this amount of money on me. I know you care about this other stuff you need to spend your money on. But to be like, I don't appreciate the gift. That's the stance that I don't understand. You can be aghast at the amount that someone spent, but still appreciate that they felt like they needed to spend that money because they didn't know what to get you.
Yeah, I went from like polite of like, you shouldn't have, to like actual anger. No, seriously, you should not have done this.
Yeah, like why did you do that?
Yeah.
I think that like the post first conversation, that's like a strike, but you can move past that. The second one where she says that where she's been stewing with this, like you were so far in the wrong that she brought it up with the family and now they're against you too. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope because a lot of times your friends and family have to agree with you when you're mad. There's not a lot of friends and family that would be like, actually, I take their side with this, even though you're in our family and you're our friend. So you should always take the friends and family feedback with a grain of salt. They're listening to it through you. They're hearing the story through you and they want to be nice to you because you're in distress. So like if they're ever on the other person's side, you really fucked up.
Right. That's true.
So yeah, this lady, She doesn't deserve you, Tom. You did a great thing. You got her an awesome gift, and she's mad at you for it. That's not nice. It's not okay. It's uncouth.
It's uncouth.
It's uncultured.
All you can really do
is off color.
Play her and her family this section of the podcast, and we'll see how they feel. That's really all that can happen.
They probably all listen quietly, intently, and then give it a standing ovation at a certain point. They're like, wow, these two blokes changed our minds forever.
Long live the queen.
Long live the terrarium. And then they all fucking move into it. I thought it was 50 pounds, like the weight. So I was way off too. But I still wouldn't.
If you got,
have you ever said you shouldn't have with a gift? Like, don't do this. You can return this. This is too much money. Too much. Too fast. Too soon.
I don't think so. Did I? I can't remember now if I told the story about Jill's wedding ring on the podcast when she was trying to, when we were like guessing how much money it cost. Did I tell this story? I think I did.
Oh yeah, and she guessed. You didn't want to tell her, but then she guessed really low. And you're like, all right, you have to know that it's not even close to that.
Yeah. So that, I think that's. I haven't ever been like, you shouldn't have gotten me this. No. I always just, I know how to appreciate a gift. I'm not a fucking asshole.
No, that's the best thing about me. I'll be like, thanks for this gift. And I won't even fucking mean it.
Yeah. I'll look someone in the eye, shake their hand, be like, you don't understand how much this means to me, brother. Tear in my eye. I've never wanted anything more and I haven't. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, this is just a Robex gift card. It was like $5. You don't have to cry.
I don't think you understand how much I need a smoothie.
To be able to supplant.
That's all.
Yeah, I won't even cover the full price of one. So.
But even to subsidize
it. Really,
even to subsidize it. It means a lot.
It's a punch card. Seven of them to go.
Means a lot.
I just don't go there anymore. So never mind. I'm going to give it to someone else.
Looks like this one's expired, but... Tell you what, the thought.
All right. Well, thanks for writing in those emails. If you have your own questions, your own theme song, send them to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Again, we're doing a virtual live show of this podcast. So that's if you right. want to see us live answering questions with funny friends, tickets are at jakeandamir.com Wednesday, February 24th. And then you can watch the show, I think, for like up to a week after that as well.
For real. All right. Do it. See you there.
The opening theme song was from Kevin Ramburin, aka KR, aka the host of the What We Do in the Basement podcast. And this closing theme song is by our old friend Don Kianian.
Oh, all right.
Plug the SoundCloud, D Kianian, KIANIAN, and he just released a new track called The Way I Wanna Be. And it's got some chill house/alt-rock vibes. So if you guys like this song, then you'll like that album. And he says, shout out to the Discord. He's been hopping on random voice calls with folks, and it's been super fun. Wow. Nice. So if you're a patron, shout out to our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. There's a channel on Discord of other patrons. You can hop into voice chats. Maybe we'll hop into some of those voice chats. I want to talk to our fans, for Christ's sake. It's been too long.
We should. All right, let's do it.
So check that out as well. All right, sweet. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
This is If I Were You, After All, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by me and Jake.
Bingo, bango. Welcome to the show, folks. Bingo, bango. Welcome to the show, folks.
Don Kianian. This is a question.
Welcome to the show, folks.
That's really good.
That was a HeadGum Original.